Approval of previous meeting minutes. For July 31st, 2017. I'll make a motion to approve the previous meeting minutes for July 31st, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Senior Tax Board appointment.
Appoint Dennis Thompson to the Senior Citizens Board. Do you know what the term is?
No, I was hoping it had it there. What's the term?
For the available term.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I think we need to find out the term and put that on the record.
Send your second, and I'll. Oh, you already voted. So I'll finish the vote, and we'll correct the information.
We got two ayes on the motion to appoint Mr. Thompson to the Senior Citizen Tax Board. All nays.
Aye.
Okay.
We got two nays.
We've already voted for it.
Yes, we have.
So you can't, we'll have to, whenever we get the information?
It needs to be entered into record. My vote was right. Aye, but we need to enter into record what his term is.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Go ahead and finish up.
All eyes, motion carries.
On the senior tax board appointment, would like to make the record show that it is until 12/31 of 2020. And that is to fill a vacant seat that's been vacant since 2016.
I'm sorry, that is why?
To fill a vacant seat that's been vacant since 2016, okay. I think by Mr. Bruns.
And we still have one vacancy there, is that correct?
I don't know.
Interlocal contract for cooperative purchasing of HGAC, Houston Galveston Area Council, number 17-092CM.
Morning.
Morning. I have a letter dated August 11th from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed interlocal contract for the cooperative purchasing with Houston Galveston Area Council and approve it to form. The agreement provides the cooperative purchasing of goods and services and will serve as the basis for the county to contract with CenturyLink for 911 phone services without formal bidding, using the HGAC as an agent authorized to purchase goods and services. The agreement creates no financial obligation to HGAC. Under the agreement, payment for goods or services will be due the supplier within 30 days. This is what we have to do before we can enter into the next agreement.
Correct. Okay.
Move to approve the interlocal contract for cooperative purchasing with Houston Galveston Area Council. Area Council.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we have the CenturyLink Loyal Advantage Agreement for 911 Equipment Network Upgrade, number 17-092CM. And I have a letter from Mr. Cotty, dated August 11, 2017. He's reviewed the proposed agreement with CenturyLink for 911 equipment and services, consisting of 25 pages, submitted to him on August 8, 2017, and approve it to form.
Tammy, has the 911 board went over this agreement? And
they have not seen the final one, but they had this final one that Frank and the other two attorneys had gone over, but they had left it up to the attorneys to follow through on.
And I was told that Christian County attorney had looked at it also. Is that correct?
Christian County and Stone County. The three attorneys were representing all six counties. Three of the counties don't have their own attorneys.
Yeah.
So they had taken on the others.
And the value that it quotes in here, the $214,000, that represents what?
That represents the Taney County three PSAPs one-time costs and the installation costs. So the $314,778.16 that Frank quotes in his, or Mr. Cotty quotes in his letter that he has sent you all, that is those two costs combined. So that's the Taney County costs that is established for the installation and the equipment cost. That's not the ongoing annual cost.
So none of the concerns that our attorney might have has really been addressed as far as the terms of the agreement?
Yes. His concern was the 5-year, just as the other two attorneys were concerned with, and the 5-year cancellation. What they did was they put in a CenturyLink was not able, because of the third party vendor that they worked with, they were not able to do a cancellation of the 5 years, and per their policy they weren't able to do the cancellation of the 5 years. So what the attorneys worked with CenturyLink to do is, instead of a 5-year termination policy, and to reduce it down to the 1 year that the attorneys wanted in the first go round of negotiation, they made it to where after 12 months they would accept a termination ability if everything was paid for at that time, any deliverables had been made. So that is part of the contract, with a 6-month notice, I believe.
Do you know where that's at in here?
$314 is including the cost for all of the other parties in Taney County. Is that included?
It's the three PSAPs in Taney County. It's Taney County Sheriff, Branson Police Department, and Taney County Ambulance. Our equipment.
The City of Branson and the City of Hollister, do they do anything on this?
City of Hollister does not have a PSAP. They have have their own dispatch center, but they don't have a 911 PSAP, so they're not included in this. City of Branson is included in this, and whether you ask or they volunteer to, which they had said that they have some budgeted funds, but that would be between you and the alderman and the mayor or the city to negotiate any help with funding, which they are, from my meeting with them, they are prepared to assist with that. From the meeting that I had with them, they are prepared budget-wise to help with that.
And we take, what about the ambulance office? Because they would be a big player.
They have not been approached with that. Brandon, I think it might be on page 9. Trying to find
the cancellation.
Yeah. When they moved some things around, they moved. When they adjusted some pages, then they adjusted some cancellations. But I can get that exact.
It says, if any, plus 75% of those MRCs multiplied by the number of months remaining to complete 24 months.
Well, the MRCs are monthly recurring, so that wouldn't be it.
I think that was his concern, is we're still on the hook for 50% of the remaining 3 years, 75% of the second year, and all of the first year.
Tammy, if we can look at this agreement, like for another week, does that hold anything up for what you, 911, in the process of going forward? We know that it's been... Was it 2005 when the last upgrade was on 911?
Oh, it's been longer.